We love it when she's in the studio. Dr. Dom Kondo, hello.
Yay. Hi, guys.
Oh, it's so good to have you in the studio. What a game on the weekend.
What an amazing game.
Mm.
How good was it?
I did wonder what special treat they were going to get for winning such a good game.
Oh, well, after you beat Richmond, I don't think any treat quite, you know,
can
meets
top that.
The glory. No, they just had their burgers and chips and they were happy.
Isn't that a treat in itself enough?
It is.
That's a treat. That's a treat. So it's really interesting when you, like just watching that game on Saturday night and knowing like you're there at the game, what's it like for you, you know, the people behind the scenes,
as in like what do we do, what am I
well,
doing,
what are you doing, how are you feeling? Yeah,
getting listen. Excited
it's, yeah. Yeah, jumping up and down. It's very much not glamorous. I'm filling up Gatorade cups and getting protein ready for after the game and picking up burgers and chips.
Awesome.
No, there is a fair bit that goes on behind the scenes. Yeah. So obviously different things happen at different times of the game. So, you know, firstly it's the prep for the pre-game, which is the biggest part, and then you have to get ready for the breaks and then halftime, so you've got to change the room around and get everything organised for that. So I do try and watch the last, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of most of the quarters, but then I go home and watch the replay on my couch with a glass of wine.
Yes, hello.
Because you have to unwind after
yes, no matter what time of day or night.
Exactly.
No, that's fine. Well, and it's not usually a morning game, so it's okay.
I don't know, but you arrived pretty early in the morning back from Sydney the other day. What was it, about 3 in the morning?
Did arrive at 3, well, 4:15 a.m. I must say, I didn't have a glass of wine that night. I'll put that
fair
out there.
Enough,
yeah,
enough.
Thoughts probably not.
If you hit too long at that time, you're off to Lambies, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
Never heard of the place.
Anyway, it was a good win. I suppose the question is, they go through a cycle in their training, and obviously they're at a good point because they all looked up and about right through until the end of the game.
Yeah,
is that something you guys sort of sit back and go, okay, so the planning's working, we've got them on song for the whole game?
Yeah, I think you have to look back at that and think, wow, there was something really special about that, and sometimes it takes a few weeks to sort of really get the mojo, I guess. Mm. Lots of new players, so you're just finding the groove. But it is interesting because, you know, the week before wasn't quite like that, and so you do need to sit back and just approach each individual player and see how they felt, what they may have done differently to really understand, okay, what contributed to that. And sometimes there isn't an answer, it's just the way they're feeling on the night and it works.
Yeah, look, and
maybe they had a good night's sleep the night before.
Maybe they did.
Maybe.
Very important.
That.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about. We'll take a short break and we'll talk about how to get a good night's sleep, because there are plenty of things that can interrupt a good night's sleep, but there are a few things we can do to try and get a better night's sleep, isn't
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about that next. Dr. Dom Kondo is joining us here on the catch up at Bay 93.9.
Okay.
And joining us in the studio, Dr. Dom Kondo. We're talking about sleep, Dr. Dom, and there are plenty of things that can interrupt sleep. How do we prepare ourselves for a good night's sleep? Because a good night's sleep will certainly help with our performance. You know, not necessarily if you're an elite athlete,
just
it does help. But
everybody.
Just getting through a day.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it's really interesting because a lot of people think they don't need a lot of sleep, and we're almost conditioned to think that, and I'm very much, you know, guilty of this, but the more you fit in a day, it almost contributes to, you know, your success in a way, and you feel good about, oh, I didn't get much sleep last night, I'm doing all these things. But reality is that all the studies show that in the long term, it really can impact long-term health.
Now, you've actually done some research into sleep. So what sort of, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, my research looks at the way that food interacts with sleep in athletes. So predominantly have done that work in footballers. And what we've found is that we know that sugar impacts sleep negatively, and protein in the evening can actually improve sleep. So I've just got a PhD student who's going to spend the next 3 years exploring that a little bit more around the protein relationship with sleep. So there are many things that can affect it. And I think first we need to make sure we're actually getting adequate sleep, which do you guys know how much sleep is?
Well, I'd love to get 8 hours every night, but I reckon I get about 7.
Yeah, fair. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I think recommendations are 7 to 9. That's what we should aim for.
I think I get about 6. But you, then, yeah. So if you use anything to measure your sleep, it'll tell you that you probably had 2 or 3 hours deep sleep and the rest of it is light sleep. And you feel ripped off when you, you're sort of going, what, 2 hours? Come on.
We don't get much more than that, though, in our cycles. That is around the amount that we would get with deep sleep. But deep sleep is the restorative sleep. So you want to try and promote that as much as you can. So that then comes down to your sleep habits, which we call sleep hygiene.
Sleep hygiene.
So we've worked out, as you said with this study, protein is okay, sugar not so much.
Sugar not so much. And most of us might eat some sugar before bed.
So that actually plays a bit of havoc with our sleep.
Yeah, it can
getting
do.
To sleep, all the rest of it, staying asleep and getting that good restorative sleep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what can we do? We can have a bit of protein. That sounds like that's okay.
Yep. You can have a bit of protein. The timing is important as well. So not eating too close to bedtime. We actually found that in athletes, the longer that they left between when they ate and when they went to bed, the worse their sleep was. Okay. But that's because they're just different metabolically, They actually need the fuel for that recovery and whatnot.
We probably don't need that much. Well, you probably need a little bit more than us. It does change as you get older, too.
So just, eating your last main meal, 3 hours before. And then when I say protein, it's actually a certain amino acid called tryptophan, which can help with sleep.
Okay.
And that's really high in like dairy protein. So then having like a glass of warm milk an hour before bed can really help as well.
So there is something in the old, warm milk.
Sure is.
Probably don't put too much Milo in it.
Because then there's the sugar,
Yeah right. Damn it.
One can the other.
I think the big thing in today's society that everyone is guilty of is just the technology that we're on. So we know that you should be putting technology away an hour before bed at least. And people say, I've turned the blue light off and whatnot. But reality is it still gets the brain active and we really want to get a good sleep pattern leading into sleep. So an hour before actually saying, okay, phone goes away. I might, have a shower or whatever it is for you. Read a bit, do whatever that is for you that relaxes you, but that should start an hour beforehand.
Wow. Okay. Right. Yeah, I kind of don't do that.
Not me.
Oh, you start to relax an hour before you go to bed, don't you, with a drink or something?
Yeah. When she said, with the warm milk, I thought she was going to say with the wine.
I do that. That's the problem.
Could always pop some Baileys in there.
Well, that's right. The problem, I guess, I'm like a lot of people, like my phone is my alarm, so it wakes me up.
Yeah.
I do love my a little bit of a listen to a podcast before I go to sleep, and that's probably not good because it's keeping my brain.
But your brain awake. Yeah. I think it depends on think about what it is as well. So if it's like a thriller,
love a bit of true crime,
that's probably not best.
Hey, if you're falling asleep during the podcast, maybe you should get a more interesting not sure, but just a guess.
Actually, there is this app that you can get and they tell you like bedtime stories and they're so boring.
And they really like this, and that's great, and you just go, oh my god, out like a light.
So there could be and look, I suppose the point is if your phone is not near you, if you're just using or earbuds or whatever, that's okay because you're not affected by the screen, the blue light, all that sort of stuff.
Exactly right. Yeah. And then napping is actually really great. So no more than 30 minutes at a time. And you want to not do it after a certain time of day, like late afternoon. You shouldn't be napping after that. But you can catch up on sleep. If you have the opportunity to nap, which not many of us do, but if you do, nap.
There's something really, really decadent, I reckon, about an afternoon nap.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
And it does happen some weekends. And if we get any more weather like this, it'll be happening more on weekends.
Yeah, remind me.
Sorry, Dom. Dr. Dom Kondo, a nutritionalist with the Geelong Cats and also Deakin University. Thanks for coming in and spending some time in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dom.
It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.